Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will get back into the big story of the day at the 1 o'clock, top of the 1 o'clock hour as well. Some comments from Raheem Morris from his press conference yesterday. Falcons did make a change at kicker today. They have cut Parker Romo. They have signed Zane Gonzalez. So that is something that they have done today. Trade deadline's at 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. So if anything happens, before 2 o'clock, we'll let you know. Obviously, Dukes and Bell keep you updated all the way until four also. But other teams making trades in the league, some stuff happening. Nothing crazy as of yet, but some players definitely have been traded over the last 24 hours. Interested to see if the Falcons do anything today.
Yeah, I mean, you still got – it's going to be one of those up-to-the-minute type things. You know, it's 4 o'clock today. I don't see them making any moves. I think, you know, when you look at certain pass rushers, we talked about Miami last week when they let go of Chris. They were able to make a move, Jaden Phillips to the Eagles. Bradley Chubb might be a guy who might be moving on next. Jacoby Myers, he'd been wanting to get traded all season.
Yeah.
So he finally got moved. I'm just trying to think.
Same thing with Logan Wilson.
Yeah, these guys, they wanted out. I don't see Trey Hendrickson going anywhere right now. It'd be an interesting next couple hours.
Yeah, and I honestly don't even know. I mean, obviously the thought, maybe from before a couple weeks ago, is you could trade Kirk Cousins. I mean, not if they're trying to get what they reportedly are asking a team to take on, and not after what people saw from him against the Dolphins. That didn't help.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the showcase, Randy.
Oh, my God.
Showcase nothing.
Nothing. And then J.J. McCarthy goes out and throws three tugs.
Yeah.
No, what? Two tugs and runs for
and one. And ran for one, yeah. Counted for three. Yep, that's right. That happened. And I don't know, Arnold Ebiketie's name has been mentioned as well.
He did,
yeah. Yeah, but why look, you need him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a team trading for Arnold Ebiketie is just trying to bolster their pass, right?
Yeah, why would you let somebody do that?
You need that.
You need that. How about you go find somebody?
He played pretty good against the Patriots on Sunday.
He really did, Andy. He really did. So, yeah, that would be the one leading up to 4 o'clock as far as what teams are going to do.
All right, let's get to a college football corner.
Like, who would I make moves? The Ravens?
Yeah. Eagles.
Chiefs might go make a move.
All right, so the rankings come out tonight. Are we consensus on who's going to be number one?
I think
it'll be Indiana.
I think it probably will be Indiana. I think it should be Ohio State, though.
How come?
Because I think Ohio State is the best team in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good enough reason.
Yeah.
It'll probably be Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and then on down from there. Where do you think Georgia will be? Five?
Yeah.
Right behind Alabama?
Yeah. We know they're not going to jump Alabama. And I don't see anybody behind them that could be. So I think it'll go. This is what I think it should go. They probably won't. I say Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Bama, Georgia.
Okay. Oregon, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Texas Tech and who? Texas Tech and another really good team.
BYU.
BYU play on Saturday.
Yes.
So they'll probably be near each other in the rankings. They're playing on Saturday at noon, so that'll determine who's better between the two of them, obviously. Do you think they try to make people mad and put Notre Dame in front of Miami or anything like that? Because they could do that.
They could do that. I don't think they would. But you know what? Let me stop. I don't know what the hell they be doing to Prairie View, Texas out there, man.
I saw a weird video of them going into a room and all putting their hats on a coat rack this morning. Why are we doing that?
I don't know, man. Do you have a coat rack?
We have like... It's not like a traditional coat rack mm-hmm. that like stands straight up. We have like some hooks on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a coat rack guy, Andy.
You have a coat rack?
She won't let me put it up. We've always had coat racks at our homes. She don't like it for some reason. She don't like it. Doesn't go with the decor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where would you put it?
Like right by the front door right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah. We just have like a little one of those little hook things.
It doesn't go with the decor.
Well, she would know. She's a good decorator and all that kind of stuff. She's got good taste. You know?
I mean, she picked watching. What
there
she
you
picked,
go.
she with me.
The ACC is this year what the Big 12 was last year.
Yeah, just jumbled.
Anybody can beat just, anybody yeah, on just any
jumbled,
Saturday.
Just jumbled, man.
Every game is really, really fun to watch. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, just the crazy nonsense at the top end of that league. I have to think, like, if you're a Georgia Tech fan or, like, any of these other teams that are at the top of the conference right now, Virginia, Pitt, all that.
Right.
You got to really be taking some pleasure in Clemson and Florida State being bad.
I was just thinking that.
After trying to sue their way out of the conference a couple years ago.
Yeah. Man.
They were like, this conference isn't good enough for us. You got to let us out. And now they're a combined 3-8
Yeah, man.
In conference. Neither one of them is going to be in the conference championship game this year.
That's crazy because I was just thinking that about, you know, this game this weekend. This is supposed to be the game that's going to decide some stuff, especially after the week one that Florida State had. Yeah, but I mean, it's jumbled up there. Right now, when you talk about where the ACC is, I still like Tech to be in the game. I like Tech to find a way to get in there.
That Pitt game still
– It's very vital.
It's going to be a tough
it's
game.
It's very, very vital. It's very, very vital. But I think when you look at the Big Ten, obviously it's Indiana. How far away, in your opinion, is Indiana, Ohio State?
How far away are they from each other?
Are they good enough? Is Indiana – Do you think Indiana beat Ohio State?
I think they could.
I don't.
You don't think they have a chance?
Nope.
You think they'd get blown out?
I think it's double digits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I
think double digits.
How come?
I don't know. I think Ohio State reminds me of Georgia's second championship team.
Okay.
That's what they look like to me.
Interesting.
Yeah, they look like
the difference. I know, and I know he's playing really well, and he's played better and better as the season has gone on.
Yeah.
That's still a real young quarterback.
He's playing his ass off.
He is. To hear him talk, obviously to watch him play, but to hear him talk, he sounds older than he actually is.
Right.
Obviously, he's got great guys. The thing that I like about what they're doing that kind of makes me buy him more than I probably would otherwise is they've completely changed what they do offense. They've slowed down. They're the slowest offense in America.
Yeah, and that helps him.
Which
and
is great.
You know what also helps? Brian Hartline,
for sure.
Yes.
And a defense that doesn't allow touchdowns ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they remind me of that second.
They've given up 55 points this year.
They remind me of that second damn Georgia team.
Fair enough.
Right now they do.
Fair enough.
Now, I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they are them.
Well, but the similarity they have the best defense in the country.
You can score on them.
And it's not close.
You can score on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. They going to beat Michigan this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
No.
I think they probably will. Michigan's interesting too, though, because they just keep hanging on. Like they're not one of those teams by any measure.
Right.
There's no question. Like they're really not. They're good, not that good. Certainly not great. They're 5-1 in conference.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing is that if they can get to the Ohio State game with just one conference loss, it's all up. And all the pressure is on Ohio State. In that game.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you know that. The fact that I would love – we'll talk to Joe on Thursday because he's the only Ohio State guy that I know, is that, you know, if they lose again to Michigan, to Ohio State – Does the national championship from last year help?
Oh yeah, and the fact that they'll get in the playoff anyway helps think? Too. Does yeah?
I think that what they call the team.
Maybe I don't understand it to the level that I need to right. make that statement so quickly.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, they did win the national championship
they
last
did.
Year.
Remember, they wanted to fire Brian Day. They were like, Brian Day had to have like security at his house after the Michigan loss.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning the freaking championship.
I think if there's in a 12-team playoff last year, he does get fired. Because they wouldn't have made a 14 playoff after that loss.
Yeah.
Like, they very likely, yes. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe they would have come to their senses by the time to do it. But I don't know. Is anyone in their senses right now? That's something we were talking about during the break. Like, Ohio State has the right to feel how they feel about their program and all of that.
Right.
But there's a lot of fan bases around the country that think they're Ohio State.
And then you know,
and
then,
they're not.
And that comes back to my phrase, and my mom used to tell me all the time, who the hell you think you are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some of these programs, talking about firing a coach and all this stuff, even though you're winning 10, 11 games a year, who the hell you think you are?
Right.
And though, so when you look at it from, you know, where this Auburn is and right now where LSU is and where, who else am I missing? Penn State, Florida, and all these things.
Arkansas. Like here's my thing about all of those. Like we can rank them and I think we're removed enough from it to give an honest thought on it. Every single one of those fan bases think they're the best job.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yes.
Which is fine, and that's good. Like,
but it's always
– You should think that about your
board,
team. I guess you should. I don't know.
What it might call the message board, what? Spicy –
Saucy message
saucy
board
message board
rumors.
People are the funniest ones with this whole thing. I don't read that crap because why would I want to read crap like that? But I look at it from a standpoint where they're like, those are the guys that never been to practice but know the third quarterback. Like, well – he's been working with the scout team, but from what I'm hearing, yeah. He's dicing up the number one defense.
Yeah, from what
he's
I've
gonna,
heard.
He's going to be our guy in the next 4 years. How good is A&M to you? And do you trust A&M?
I don't trust them. I think they're really good, but I don't trust them.
I don't trust their quarterback. And the reason why
I agree.
Is like he's boom or bust, man. Yeah. Like he's just one of them dudes. He's exciting as hell.
I still don't trust him if a team turns it into a pocket passing game.
Yeah, just
I still don't trust that he won't turn the ball over against a really good defense. But again, really well coached. Yes. They have so much talent on defense. God, they got good players on that defense.
They've always had good players. They're just coached well now.
Yeah, Elko's a great coach.
He's a good coach.
Well, and then I was talking to Mike. He's reading message boards.
Spicy message board.
There's Elko rumors at Penn State.
Why would Elko leave that over there?
Because Penn State fans are crazy.
Why would he leave that? Why would anybody leave one of those Texas schools
I don't know.
For any school?
I don't know.
Brett Lashley just got re-upped at damn SMU.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine what like the secret details of that contract might look
dude.
Like?
Oh, dude. He got the D in Dallas.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, he got the D. It's just called
the
Alice
oil
now.
Equity that's just like written into his grandson's will or something like that.
We did get one of my favorite message board info posts over the weekend. Apparently, the Auburn message boards were aware that Hugh Freeze was about to get fired because his tee time for Sunday had gotten changed ahead of time.
That's awesome.
And so Saturday night, they're like, a change is imminent. His tee time at Auburn University Club has been canceled. And so they knew Saturday night.
A lot of good golf around the Auburn area. I don't blame
him. I mean, you've been down there, so you know.
I was there for a golf trip. Yeah. We had a great time. I don't blame him for wanting to golf down there. He's probably got free country club
membership. Would you rather be a successful head coach at Auburn or a good golfer?
Can I be both?
No.
Oh.
That's what the message board says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I?
That's why they lost, because he's playing golf all the time.
Can I be a really good golfer and get paid $50 million to leave?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't get all
this. Because then I'm going to be a really good golfer.
But that's that spicy message board for you. Yeah. The reason that they can't win, because he'd rather be on the golf course. Now, that was the only time I've ever known that to be true was Steve Spurrier. And Seasburg had no business being a head coach of Washington. When he was Washington.
With the Redskins.
Yes. Had no business going up there.
I was
going
to say, he played a lot of golf when he was in Florida and South Carolina, too, and won a lot of games.
He had no business playing. He had no business. First of all, the whole thing to go to Washington was a joke.
I know, but Congressional's a great course. Randy.
I know it is. But at the same time, he didn't give a damn. He ran that, all right, man, you can go home. No meetings after practice. No meetings after practice, coach. Yeah, I got you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tea time at 1:30. God, nobody. Hey, this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as they get you set for Thursday night football. They're going to be broadcasting live 2 to 6 while enjoying great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe over at Hiram. That's Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6 this Thursday. Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
All right. Coming up next, the back page with Bo. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.